Hello, Eagles fans, and welcome inside the film room here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. I'm Fran Duffy, joined once again by Greg Cosell from NFL Films. And Greg, we're going to close out this series on the top draft prospects in this year's draft with the quarterback position. And lots of traits go into successful quarterback play in the NFL. But when you talk about Jared Goff and Carson Wentz, what are the traits that set those two players apart from the rest of the pack here in the 2016 NFL draft?
Well, let's simplify it first, just to give people a sense. I think when you're talking about quarterback, and this is the Cliff Notes version, you want to be able to throw it to the right receiver at the right time with the right kind of throw.
That helps.
Or it's when you throw it, where you throw it, and how you throw it.
Sure.
That's what you're really talking about at the quarterback position. Now, when you look at Carson Wentz, I think you're looking at a player with high-level physical traits. When he drops back and delivers the football, he throws with tremendous body torque. He has a really firm base. The player I'd compare him to in that sense is a Carson Palmer. He throws it with a really strong base and with natural torque. His core comes forward, and therefore he can throw the ball with great velocity without much effort. And I think that is so critical for a quarterback, because in this league, and a lot of people like to talk about the relative merits of arm strength matters in the NFL. Now, do you need a hose? No. But there are certain throws you have to make that require arm strength. Wentz has that. Goff is a different player, Jared Goff from California. Goff is, for a better way to describe it, he's more of a finesse quarterback. I think he's a guy that has good feet in the pocket. I think he has a good understanding of his offense. He played in the air raid. He wasn't asked to deal with protections at the line of scrimmage at all. He wasn't asked to really deal a whole lot with coverage concepts. He's what we call a pure progression reader. He's looking at his receivers. If one is open, you throw it. If not, then you go to two or go to three. The defense is not that concerning to him. Goff has some very refined pocket traits, but he's not a big-time thrower.
So when you talk about the physical traits with Carson Wentz, you got to talk about the mental traits, too.
Absolutely.
Talk about, you know, and when you translate quarterbacks to the NFL, the ability to play in a pro-style offense obviously helps to project that a little bit. And you talk about Carson Wentz and his ability to make checks at the line of scrimmage, change plays right before the snap, and read defenses and see what they're getting ready to do. That really is what elevates him from some of the other players in this class.
Besides the high-level physical traits.
Sure.
But you make a great point, because Carson Wentz, when he was given the play call by his coaching staff, he was given everything but the protection. He would set the protection when he got to the line of scrimmage. So he has experience in researching and investigating the defense and deciding then what he needs to do from a pass protection standpoint. That is absolutely critical in the National Football League.
All right, well then back to the physical traits. You have Paxton Lynch, who is
right,
as physically gifted as any quarterback in this class. Great arm, the great size, he's got athletic movement, has the ability to throw with touch in all areas of the field. What have you seen from Lynch as well?
Yeah, I think you're dealing with a really gifted thrower. I think you're dealing with a guy, though, that offensively, he played in an offense with very limited concepts. And I think the concern with him, and it always bothers me when I watch tape, Fran, is there was such a wide variation in his play from game to game, quarter to quarter. You know, there's no question he made big-time throws, and he's capable of that. But I think you're just a little bit concerned about the wide variation in his play and how the offense, which you really noticed as well on film, how the offense kind of changed as the year progressed, and he seemed to struggle as the year progressed. He had some of his worst games later in the season.
Yeah, and it's a really, really interesting debate. And you talk about the wide variance in play. It's impossible to mention that without talking about Penn State's Christian Hackenberg, where there were great flashes, no question, but at times you just didn't see the ability to play within the pocket, the erratic accuracy, but he's got every tool that you want in your toolbox for an NFL quarterback.
Well, he's, you know, to use the cliche, he's an arm talent. He can make wow throws, and there's no question about that, but he needs to be quicker in everything he does, both physically and mentally. I think he's very deliberate. His drop, his feet are a little heavy, and he's not a bad athlete. Dropping back and working within a pocket is not the same as being an athlete. There's being a quarterback athlete, which is different than being a regular athlete. I think Hackenberg needs to really improve being a quarterback athlete. And I think he got stuck mentally a lot. I don't think he did a real good job processing, eliminating, isolating. And there were just times where his whole game seemed slow.
Yeah, and staying in the Big Ten, Connor Cook from Michigan State, player that processes things pretty quickly.
Yeah.
You know, and he's got a lot of the requisite talents in terms of arm strength and accuracy and pocket movement. What is it that sets Cook apart, or conversely, what is it that doesn't make him one of the top players in this
class? Again, not a great thrower. A good enough thrower, but he tends to get over his front foot too much, which I think impacts at times his accuracy and his velocity. Because for a guy that I actually think has a naturally strong arm, he doesn't throw like he has a strong arm. And I think that's a technique thing. But I've also learned over the years it's really difficult, Fran, to change the way a guy throws a football when he's been doing it his whole life. Now, he's very schooled in a pro-style offense, the play-action pass game. He's very comfortable turning his back to the defense, something that these shotgun spread quarterbacks never do, and you have to do in the NFL. So Connor Cook has that advantage of he's done things in college to a higher level that he'll have to do in the NFL.
I'm going to turn the heat up on you. For the last segment here for the film room on PhiladelphiaEagles.com, you have to pick one quarterback that's going to be on day three, most likely in this draft, Jacoby Brissett, Kevin Hogan, Nate Sudfeld, Cody Kessler, lots of different names
Jeff
here.
Jeff Driscoll.
Jeff Driscoll, absolutely. Who is it that stands out the most to you and has the most upside in terms of future pro potential from that group?
I'm going to go with Jacoby Brissett.
Okay.
I think Jacoby Brissett may be as talented as any quarterback in this draft, with the possible exception of Carson Wentz. And you and I have talked about him. He's got some concerns. But I think when you look at the talent, the ability to throw from the pocket, the ability to get outside the pocket, he threw a touchdown against Clemson this year where he looked like Ben Roethlisberger. But obviously there's inconsistencies to his game for a number of reasons. But I think Jacoby Brissett, if well coached, if in a system that fits him, because I think he's more of a intermediate downfield thrower with his arm, he's got to quicken up a lot of things he does as well, both physically and mentally. But I think he could be a really interesting day three selection.
Well, that'll do it. And another great segment here from NFL Films senior producer Greg Cosell. I'm Fran Duffy. Thanks again for joining us inside the film room on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.